With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. There's an FBI investigation now into that Pentagon leak of top-secret Israeli plans for a strike against Iran. Correspondent Bernie Bennett reports.
A new report reads, quote, "The FBI is investigating the alleged leak of classified documents and working closely with our partners in the Department of Defense and intelligence community. As this is an ongoing investigation, we have no further comment." The White House was asked about the leak during Monday's press briefing, during which Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre gave few details. Meanwhile, former President Donald Trump weighed in on the situation Tuesday morning on Truth Social. Trump said, "Must find the leaker. Israel no longer wants to share documents with U.S., and who can blame them?" Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Millions of Americans have already cast their ballots in the 2024 election. Yesterday, the polls opened in Florida and Texas, while key swing states like Georgia and Nevada opened their polling booths last week. St. Anselm College political analyst Chris Galdieri says with 2 weeks to go to the presidential race is extremely close, according to various polls.
This is really shaping up to be one of the closest presidential elections I've seen. In a lot of ways, it reminds me of the home stretch of 2000, where it was really difficult to get a sense of whether George Bush or Al Gore was ahead.
Both Kamala Harris and Donald Trump are highlighting their economic policies in their outreach to Latino voters today. Harris in an interview with Telemundo, while Trump held a round table in the Miami suburb of Doral. Grieving families say they want answers as to why a metal walkway at a state-operated dock in Georgia collapsed over the weekend, killing seven people. Hundreds were attending a cultural festival Saturday on Sapelo Island when a dock gangway collapsed in the middle, sending people into the water. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 6 points. This is SRN News. Michelle Obama teams up with drag queens.
The former First Lady has a voter mobilization group called When We All Vote, and it's trying to get Democrats to the polls in November. Lately, it's been throwing parties to encourage early voting in various states, and several of them feature men dressed as women dancing and performing for the crowd. When We All Vote has also teamed up with Drag Out the Vote, a drag queen group that seeks to get LGBT individuals to cast their votes for Kamala Harris. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Democrats pushed to get a constitutional amendment on New York's ballot this November because they believed it would energize liberals eager to promote abortion. Republicans are now hoping the same amendment will ignite a fire under people upset about men participating in girls' and women's sports. The broad language of the state's proposed equal rights amendment has been at the center of court fights, in part because of disagreements about what it will actually do. This is SRN News. General Motors is losing money in China, but says its U.S. business is holding steady.
General Motors is posting $3 billion in net profits last quarter. That's slightly less than it made a year ago. GM says overall sales in the U.S. market were down 2.2% for that quarter, mostly because of a drop in sales from large fleet buyers. GM says sales to individuals were up 3%, with the average U.S. vehicle sales price a little more than $49,000. GM's joint venture in China lost $137 million. I'm Donna Water.
U.S. taxpayers will again see higher standard deductions for 2025, allowing them to shield more of their money from taxation on future returns. The Internal Revenue Service detailed the increases in its annual inflation adjustments. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.